Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this on K101.
Hi, Harry Birdwell for the School Land Commission. Every October, state school land is leased at public auction. More than 570 tracts in 30 Oklahoma counties will be offered this year. On Monday, October 17th at 2, we will be in Beaver County, where 17 tracts in Beaver County will be leased. For details, visit clo.ok.gov for all auction locations and times.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Oil live and feeder cattle futures should open moderately lower this morning, pressured by long liquidation and struggling wholesale values. Hog contracts also expected to begin on the defensive, checked by follow-through selling and general supply fears. Now, scattered sales reported in parts of cattle feeding country yesterday, but not enough to constitute a meaningful market test. Several thousands reported in Kansas at about 102 to 103 in Nebraska. Asking prices today should be about 106 on a live basis. Now, the hog buyers should return to work today, still thinking lower confidence that ample country numbers will simply be available. While pork processing margins have tightened from the best days of September, they remain decent enough to keep chain speed spinning at impressive rates. At this time, the Saturday kills expected to total about 250,000 head. Now, the lean futures geared to begin moderately lower this morning, thanks to spillover selling and defensive attitudes relative to country supplies. On the grains, the corn futures were a fraction lower in light trading yesterday, and soybeans dropped about 6 cents as combines will likely harvest more of the crop before rain moves through the Midwest later today and tomorrow. Winter wheat futures charged higher on a mix of short covering and new buying following an export sale of soft wheat to Morocco. Now, winter wheat markets charged higher on apparent short covering to put December soft red wheat above resistance at the 20-day average and at a one-week high. Now, the sale to Morocco appeared to be the day's key bit of news. Trading in wheat was a little more active than the light volume seen in recent days. The corn closed a fraction lower but remained within today at Tuesday's range. The December remained solidly above the 20 and 50-day moving averages. And soybeans finished lower for the second day but remained higher for the week. The November came to rest below the 20-day moving average after a two-day stay at or above it. A complete check on all your futures coming up in just a moment.
Your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Friday, October 7th on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Starting 8 a.m. Central Time, 16,350 head to be offered, including 1,600 yearling steers, 1,000 yearling heifers, 8,100 weaned calves, and 3,600 calves on cows. If you want more details, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. Remember, at Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
Well, on the cattle futures, live cattle October up 95 cents at 102.85, December up 37 cents, 103.05, October feeder cattle down 55 at 127.45, and November down 90 cents at 122.85. December hogs down 205 at 41.45, and February down $2 at 47.92. Kansas City hard red winter wheat, the December up 2 cents, 4.17, March was up 1 and 3 quarters, 4.33 and a quarter, December wheat Chicago up 2 and a quarter, 4.07 and a quarter, in the March up 1 and a quarter at 4.27. December corn's down 1.5, 3.46 and a quarter, in March down 1 and a quarter at 3.56 and a quarter. November soybeans down 3 and a quarter at 9.53 and a half. January down 3.5 at 9.60. On the cotton futures, October's up 67, 68.70. December down 15, 67.67. November crude oil up 4, 49.86. December up 3, 50.41. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network and K101.